Track 4, Section 2. Find out what Medicare covers, pages 25 to 29. What services does Medicare cover? In this section, you'll find information about the items, tests, and services that original Medicare, Part A and Part B, covers in hospitals, doctor's offices, and other healthcare facilities. You may be eligible for the Medicare covered services in this section if you have both Part A and Part B. If you have original Medicare, you'll use your red, white, and blue Medicare card to get your Medicare covered services. Your Medicare card shows whether you have Part A, listed as hospital, Part B, listed as medical, or both, and the date your coverage begins. Important: if you join a Medicare Advantage plan or other Medicare health plan, make sure to share your plan's card with your provider to get Medicare covered services. Note: if you're not lawfully present in the U.S., Medicare won't pay your Part A and Part B claims, and you can't join a Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare drug plan. What does Part A cover? Part A, hospital insurance, helps cover inpatient care in a hospital, skilled nursing facility care, hospice care, home health care. Pages 26 to 29 list common services Part A covers and general descriptions. For more information on Part A covered services, visit medicare.gov/coverage. What do I pay for Part A covered services? Co-payments, co-insurance, or deductibles may apply for each service listed on the following pages. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan or have other insurance, like Medigap, Medicaid, employer, retiree, or union coverage, your out-of-pocket costs like co-payments, co-insurance, or deductibles may be different. For more information about costs, contact your plan. You can also call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Part A covered services. Blood. If the hospital gets blood from the blood bank at no charge, you won't have to pay for it or replace it. If the hospital has to buy blood for you, you must either pay the hospital costs for the first 3 units of blood you get in a calendar year, or you or someone else can donate the blood. Home health services. Part A and or Part B covers home health benefits. Go to page 43. Hospice care. To qualify for hospice care, a hospice doctor and your doctor, if you have one, must certify that you're terminally ill, meaning you have a life expectancy of 6 months or less. When you agree to hospice care, you're agreeing to comfort care, palliative care, instead of care to cure your terminal illness. You also must sign a statement choosing hospice care instead of other Medicare-covered treatments for your terminal illness and related conditions. Coverage includes all items and services you need for pain relief and symptom management, medical, nursing, and social services, drugs for pain and symptom management, durable medical equipment for pain relief and symptom management, aid and homemaker services, other covered services you need to manage your pain and other symptoms, as well as spiritual and grief counseling for you and your family. Medicare certified hospice care is usually given in your home or other facility where you live, like a nursing home. Original Medicare will still pay for covered benefits for any health problems that aren't part of your terminal illness and related conditions, but hospice should cover most of your care. Medicare won't pay room and board for your care in a facility unless the hospice medical team decides you need short-term inpatient care to manage pain and other symptoms. This care must be in a Medicare-approved facility, like a hospice facility, hospital, or skilled nursing facility that contracts with a hospice provider. Caregiver relief and support. Medicare also covers inpatient respite care, which is care you get in a Medicare-approved facility so your caregiver, family member, or friend can rest. You can stay for up to 5 days each time you get respite care. Your hospice provider will arrange this for you. After 6 months, you can continue to get hospice care as long as the hospice medical director or hospice doctor certifies, at a face-to-face meeting, that you're still terminally ill. You pay nothing for hospice care. A co-payment of up to $5 per prescription for outpatient drugs for pain and symptom management. 5% of the Medicare-approved amount for inpatient respite care. Original Medicare will be billed for your hospice care, even if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan. When you get hospice care, your Medicare Advantage plan can still cover services that aren't part of your terminal illness or any conditions related to your terminal illness. For more on hospice care and to find Medicare-approved providers, contact your plan or visit medicare.gov/care-compa. Inpatient hospital care. Medicare covers semi-private rooms, meals, general nursing, drugs, including methadone to treat an opioid use disorder, and other hospital services and supplies as part of your inpatient treatment. This includes care you get in acute care hospitals, critical access hospitals, inpatient rehabilitation facilities, long-term care hospitals, psychiatric care in inpatient psychiatric facilities, and inpatient care for a qualifying clinical research study. This doesn't include private duty nursing, a television or phone in your room. If there's a separate charge for these items, personal care items, like razors or slipper socks, or a private room, unless medically necessary. If you also have Part B, it generally covers 80% of the Medicare-approved amount for doctor services you get while you're in a hospital. In 2024, you pay days 1 to 60 of each benefit period, $0 after you meet your Part A deductible. Days 61 to 90 of each benefit period, $408 each day. After day 90 of each benefit period, $816 each day for each lifetime reserve day, up to 60 days over your lifetime. After you use all of your lifetime reserve days, you pay all costs. Part only pays for up to 190 days of inpatient psychiatric hospital care you get in a freestanding psychiatric hospital during your lifetime. Visit medicare.gov for 2025 amounts. Note: hospitals are now required to share the standard charges for all of their items and services, including the standard charges negotiated by Medicare Advantage plans, on a public website to help you make more informed decisions about your care. Am I an inpatient or outpatient? Whether you're an inpatient or an outpatient affects how much you pay for hospital services and if you qualify for Part A skilled nursing facility care. You're an inpatient when the hospital formally admits you with a doctor's order. You're an outpatient if you're getting emergency or observation services, which may include an overnight stay in the hospital or services in an outpatient clinic, lab tests, or x-rays, without a formal inpatient admission, even if you spend the night in the hospital. Each day you have to stay, you or your caregiver should ask the hospital and/or your doctor, a hospital social worker, or a patient advocate if you're an inpatient or outpatient. Important: sometimes doctors will keep you as an outpatient for observation services while they decide whether to admit you as an inpatient or release, discharge, you. If you're under observation more than 24 hours, the hospital must give you a Medicare Outpatient Observation Notice, also called MOON. This notice tells you why you're an outpatient, in a hospital or critical access hospital, getting observation services, and how it affects what you pay in the hospital and for care after you leave. Religious non-medical healthcare institution, inpatient care. If you qualify for inpatient hospital or skilled nursing facility care in these facilities, Medicare will only cover inpatient, non-religious, non-medical items and services, like room and board, and items or services that don't need a doctor's order or prescription, like unmedicated wound dressings or use of a simple walker. Medicare doesn't cover the religious portion of this type of care. Skilled nursing facility care. Medicare covers skilled nursing facility care after a 3-day minimum medically necessary inpatient hospital stay, not including the day you leave the hospital. For an illness or injury related to the hospital stay, Medicare covers semi-private rooms, meals, skilled nursing and therapy services, and other medically necessary services and supplies in a skilled nursing facility. To qualify for skilled nursing facility care, your doctor must certify that you need daily skilled care, like intravenous fluids or medications or physical therapy, which, as a practical matter, you can only get as a skilled nursing facility inpatient. Medicare doesn't cover non-medical long-term care. Go to page 56. You may get skilled nursing care or therapy if it's necessary to improve or maintain your current condition. If you disagree with your discharge, you can appeal. For example, if you're discharged only because you aren't improving, but still need skilled nursing care or therapy to keep your condition from getting worse, you can appeal. Go to page 100. In each benefit period, 2024, you pay. Days 1 to 20, nothing. Note, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you may be charged co-payments during the first 20 days. Days 21 to 100, $204 each day. Days 101 and beyond, all costs. Note, you may not need a 3-day minimum inpatient hospital stay if your doctor participates in an accountable care organization, ACO, or your provider is approved for a skilled nursing facility 3-day rule waiver. If your provider participates in an ACO, pages 110 to 111, ask about benefits that may be available. Medicare Advantage plans may also waive the 3-day minimum. Contact your plan for more information. What does Part B cover? Medicare Part B, medical insurance, helps cover medically necessary doctor services, outpatient care, home health services, durable medical equipment, mental health services, limited outpatient prescription drugs, and other medical services. Part B also covers many preventive services. Go to pages 30 to 55 for a list of common Part B covered services. Medicare may cover some services and tests more often than the time or aims listed if needed to diagnose or treat a condition. Find out if Medicare covers a service that isn't on this list. Medicare.gov/coverage. Or call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. What do I pay for services Part B covers? The list of covered services is in alphabetical order on the following pages. It gives general information about what you pay if you have original Medicare and use doctors or other healthcare providers who accept assignment. Pages 59 to 60. You'll pay more if you use doctors or providers who don't accept assignment. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan or have other insurance, like Medigap, Medicaid, employer, retiree, or union coverage, your out-of-pocket costs like co-payments, co-insurance, or deductibles may be different. Contact your plan for more information. Under Original Medicare, if the Part B deductible applies, you must pay all costs, up to the Medicare-approved amount, until you meet the yearly Part B deductible. After you meet your deductible, Medicare will pay its share and you typically pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. If the doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment, there's no yearly limit on what you pay out of pocket if you have original Medicare. There may be limits on what you pay if you have supplemental coverage like Medigap, Medicaid, employer, retiree, or union coverage. You pay nothing for most covered preventive services if you get the services from a doctor or other qualified healthcare provider who accepts assignment. However, for some preventive services, you may have to pay a deductible, coinsurance, or both. These costs may also apply if you get a preventive service in the same visit as a non-preventive service.